With Rosh Hashanah right around the corner, so it's already time to get into the frame of mind of Rosh Hashanah. And of course, the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is Tkiyas Shofar. So one of the interesting things that comes up is when it comes to the Shvarim Teruah, that people blow B'Neshima Achas in one breath, or sometimes B'Shtei Neshimos in two separate breaths. And many communities have the minhag to mix and match, and they do some in two breaths and some in one breath. What exactly is the issue involved with the Shvarim Teruah? So let's start from the beginning. The Torah really only requires us to blow 9 kolos altogether on Rosh Hashanah. Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah, 3 times, and that's it, we're finished. Where does Shvarim and Shvarim Teruah come from? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Abbo established blowing 3 different types of Teruah. The Teruah, what we call the Teruah, the Shvarim, and the Shvarim Teruah, to get all the possibilities as to what might be the Teruah that the Torah referred to. So therefore, quite a number of Rishonim point out, the Ramban, the Rosh, when we blow the Shvarim Teruah, that's really because that combination of sounds might be what the Torah means when it says Teruah. So it's really one call. It's just made up of different sounds. But it's one call, and therefore there cannot be any interruption. It has to be in one breath, with no real pause in between the Shvarim and the Teruah. According to most poskim, like the Mishnah Berurah, there would be a distinction between the Shvarim and the Teruah, but not a true pause, and certainly not enough of a pause to take another breath. The Ramban writes that if you blow it in 2 Neshimos, in 2 breaths, you're not even Yotze at all. That's according to one opinion in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam argues that no, that it has to be blown B'Shtei Neshimos, in 2 breaths. Why? Because the Gemara makes it clear that the call is patterned after the way people cry. So says Rabbeinu Tam, when people cry, and they do a longer groaning type of a cry, and then shorter sobs, they do it in separate breaths. And therefore, just as they do it in separate breaths, the call has to be blown in separate breaths as well. Perhaps just for half a second, I'll pidrush, the fact that the call not only has to sound like the way people cry, but actually be blown like the way people cry, may reflect the fact that shofar is supposed to elicit a certain response in us. It has to be something that we're doing actively and not just listening to passively. But that's the basic machlokas. Is it in one breath because it's one integrated teruah, it's one call, or 2 breaths because it's patterned after the way that people cry? There is one view in the Rishon, the Ritva, who claims that really it does go by the way that people cry, but he disagrees with the Rebbeinu Tam on the Metzius. He says, no, people cry in one breath, and therefore the Shvarim Teruah all has to be done in one breath. So how does it come out la'alacha? So the Beis Yosef says that, listen, one breath is safer, because according to many Rishonim, you're not Yotze in 2 breaths. And anyway, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he claims, it's only lichatchila, b'di'evet, you'd be Yotze in one breath anyway. So therefore, he prefers one breath. He says, if you want to be choshesh, with the opinion that says 2 breaths, so you can do that after the first set of tekiyos is finished, in the tekiyos de me'umad during Musaf. That's what the Beis Yosef says, and he passes that way in Shulchan Aruch. That when you make the bracha, do the Shvarim Teruah in one breath, you're definitely Yotze for sure. The highest probability that you're Yotze. And then later, you can blow it in 2 breaths. The Ramah writes, however, that the minhag is to blow the Shvarim Teruah B'Shtei Neshimos in 2 breaths, V'ein L'Shanos. No change in the minhag. Why should that be? It seems to be safer to do what the Beis Yosef says. Why should we specifically only do 2 breaths and not be Yotze the Mitzvah according to the Ramban and a number of other Rishonim? A little bit hard to understand. Perhaps different suggestions have been formulated. Perhaps he understood that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're only Yotze in Shtei Neshimos, and therefore we have our Mesorah. We don't need to go ahead and start casting aspersions on our Mesorah. We should go ahead and rely on it. There's a very creative answer in the Moed Muzmanim for anyone who's interested in looking it up as to why the Ramah specifically insisted on Shtei Neshimos. And it seems that was the minig in many, many communities for many centuries. However, it seems that Bizman Hazeh, many communities have adopted the practice of the Shulchan Aruch, which really does allow a person to be Yotze according to all the Shitas. I think that's what Jake has informed me, that's what we do here in our yeshiva as well, that we blow B'Neshima Achas for the Tekiyos de Miyushav and B'Shtei Neshimos in 2 breaths for the Tekiyos de Me'uma. Just one final Ha'ara, the Rav Sternbach points out that if you go ahead and make a pause between the Shvarim and the Teruah that's long enough to take a breath, but you don't take a breath, it could be you're not Yotze according to anyone. That wouldn't be Neshima Achas anymore. Neshima Achas requires there be no interruption, a differentiation perhaps, but no real interruption between the Shvarim and the Teruah. And it's also not Shtei Neshimos because you didn't take a new breath. So that should be definitely avoided. Have a wonderful day. Reminder, please, about the tablecloths.